So Cherokee Yacht Club, that was a big purchase. And how did that come about? Was that 2007?
That sounds right.
Right.
I think we picked right at the peak of the last economic failure to buy.
Oh, when we went in the tank for a while?
Yeah, when we went in the tank in 2008. You know. But we survived it.
But you had been in competition. Terry Frost is the one who owned it then. Did you approach him, or was he getting ready to sell, or how did that all happen?
He was ready to sell and move on, and so we managed to get together and managed to hash it out, you know, fortunately.
Was there a real competition between you before then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spirited competition. By all means.
Well, but it kept both of you on your toes, that's
for
sure.
Oh, yes.
But speaking of fire, there was a fire at Cherokee at one time.
Yes.
It sat undeveloped
for suffered the same thing.
It was undeveloped for several years, just sitting there, nothing.
Well, basically, they got taken under because they didn't have any place to go.
Okay.
And they couldn't continue operations. And they had a small grill and bar, and, you know, the lack of time in getting rebuilt ruined the opportunity to succeed.
And that was in 1984, I understand. So did Terry buy it out of...
He bought it from the federal government.
Oh, the government took it over.
Because those
savings people went bankrupt.
Savings and loan disaster. It was part of a savings and loan that ended up owning it. And they sold it to Terry.
You said that Cherokee actually bailed you out after the fire here because everybody then could go over there, and that was an influx of business there.
And we do amazingly close to the amount of business with one that we did before with two.
It'll be interesting to see how the business works out when you get this club, Arrowhead, built up, if it'll settle down again to where it was before.
Well, our goal is to try and offer a different venue here. Our goal is to not build something to compete against Cherokee, like in the past. And that's where the boat showroom and the additional space for banquet room and et cetera. And that's what we're working on.
All right. Will you have a swimming pool here?
I don't think so.
Because you have one at Cherokee, and you didn't want to compete there and have that. Well, it's going to be a nice new beginning for you. I know you've had to affect you emotionally and all and what you're going to do. But when it's all said and done, you're going to say, oh, now I know why I had a fire.
Now we're, hope that comes to pass, and I think that it will.